Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we're in the middle of the honesty game. We're seeing if someone will return a wallet with money in it if we just drop it in the street. Laura?
Yes?
Where are you now?
I'm just outside Radio 1.
Okay. Have you got my bank card?
Yes.
And you've got my PIN number?
Yeah, I've just popped your bank card in the machine.
Okay, if you could not read out the PIN, that'd be brilliant.
What's the PIN?
Don't.
Do you want me to display your balance?
No, yes. I do not.
Yeah, display the balance.
No, please don't.
Display the balance.
No, don't.
Go on, display the balance.
No, it won't let me.
Good. That's a lie, of course it will.
He won't let me.
Well, all right, we'll get a receipt.
No.
For a withdrawal, and it'll have the balance on there.
No. Don't.
Then bring it back.
Just get out, 50 quid, right?
Done it.
Okay.
It's not going to send you overdrawn, is it?
It might do, actually.
Wouldn't that be embarrassing if it rejected you?
It's happened, believe me. Okay. So,
Get a receipt.
Don't get a receipt. Just walk along the road a bit. Maybe go onto a side road or something this time.
I think if people are saying that it's too close to Radio 1, we should send her on the tube for an hour.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, just keep her out.
Yeah. Send it to Hackney or something.
You know, that's miles away.
Okay. Right. You need to discreetly drop the wallet.
What, do you want to do it now?
Yeah.
Okay. I just did it.
Laura?
Yeah?
When you've dropped the wallet...
Yeah.
Have you left his cash card in the wallet? Or have you...
Oh.
That's fine. Keep going.
No, it's in my back pocket.
You really are disappointing me.
Right. Have you dropped it?
Yes.
Okay, right. Come back. We'll see what happens. We'll see if the phone rings.
All right. BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. Hello. It's 4:10. Cheers, Edith. All right, Chops.
Good, thank you, yeah.
We're back on for the way home.
Why are you all laughing?
And it's only Linny Thursday. What?
What are you up to?
Nothing at all. What? It's in a good mood.
You've all got
it?
Stupid grins on your faces. What are you doing?
Because we're about to tell you about the Matt Damon story. Trouble is, he's a very nice man. Very excited about anyone. Everyone's very excited about Matt Damon coming in early. But the trouble is, I can't say Matt Damon without going, Matt Damon, like off of Team America. Have you seen that?
I have seen Team America, yeah.
Where the puppet Matt Damon can't stop saying, Matt Damon, and that's all he says.
I can't remember it, but I know I've seen it.
Matt Damon. Anyway, yeah, he has so many people with him.
Oh, he has loads,
yeah.
Didn't he?
It was like they were kind of going out and then coming, wandering back round again and coming back in. There were so many of them. And something really quite embarrassing happened to Laura.
Yeah, so there's loads of his entourage, loads of people coming through the door, and we're waiting to go through into the live lounge. Mm. Just waiting, and I went, oh my God.
There's so many of them.
At that point, he walks past.
Matt Damon walks past.
He looks at me as if to say, yes, it is me, yeah.
He kind of winks and goes, hello, my darling. Yeah. Yeah.
And smiles and then walks off, and I turn bright red.
He thought she was going, oh, my God. And she was like, oh, my God. It's just the way he looked at you. Like, yeah, mm-hmm, that's me. It is me. Your eyes don't deceive you. It is me. Matt Damon. I did actually shout out, Matt Damon, as he walked out up the stairs as well. It made me feel better.
Right. You waited till the door shut. Because there are double doors between where you probably were and where the stairs up were.
They all dared me to go in during Edith's interview and shout, Matt Damon! And then walk out as if nothing had happened, but I...
You bottled
didn't
it,
fancy
didn't you?
That. The bodyguards look quite scary. Scott Mills. This is Radio 1. Radio 1. Also... Matt Damon did some amazing innuendo bingo. Check this out.
I know I'm from my dad's side, I'm English and Scottish, but I think my grandfather on my father's side was part Scottish as well. So I have more Scottish in me than more Scott in me than anything.
Keep smiling.
I have more Scott in me than anything. The
Scott Mills Daily. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, I just found your wallet. That's Scott, right? I found your wallet outside Pratt on Cavendish Street.
Yeah. Wow. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks so much.
Sure.
What's your name?
It's Nadia.
Okay, Nadia. I'm sending someone up to come and get the wallet, all right?
Do I get to keep the cash?
No, the sweet.
You can keep the Haribo sweet in it, right? Thanks so much for being so honest.
Sure.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, Rebecca in Aberdeen. Thank you very much for your email. I don't know where Rebecca got this from, but it's about being romantic. That's you all over, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. King of romance.
You know when you make a romantic gesture?
Yeah.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done? No?
Did you know, I might have to think about that for a while and get back to you.
Okay. The thing is, if you make a romantic gesture, it depends on the other person. Because it can be really romantic or a little bit creepy.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've probably done lots of creepy ones.
It says on this email, romance is a funny thing. A romantic gesture towards a girl, completely influenced by how she feels about you. Be careful before going out on a limb for that special someone, because if a girl isn't into you, your attempt at romance may be perceived as creepy.
Yeah.
For instance, right, leaving flowers on her car while she's at work. Now, if you're going out with her, or if she really fancies you, she'll probably think that is really, really romantic.
Yeah.
If she doesn't like you at all, you're a creep.
Mm.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Writing her a love poem.
Ugh.
No, but see, you'd like that, wouldn't you, Laura?
Yeah, I'd love that.
What about if it was...
No, I wouldn't like.
Sorry. Just had to say a name off the air.
Why didn't you say it on air?
I know, okay. It's probably best not to.
Shall I say it?
No.
Okay.
Planning a surprise party.
That's not...
That's quite romantic, if, yeah, I think it is.
Could be a bit embarrassing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buying a teddy bear whose chest reads, I love you.
Absolutely not.
From nobody, that's just revolting.
Lighting candles in her bedroom and waiting for her, wearing only a smile. No, that's going to be creepy if she doesn't like you.
Yeah, or know you.
That's not going to work.
Well, hasn't given you keys to her place.
Hasn't your boyfriend waited for you with only a smile before, Laura? That's something you want to bring to the to the radio?
Really.
I think you should.
I've come home from work one day and James has just been propped up in bed. He's waiting for me. Hi there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he claim he was waiting for you, did he?
Yeah?
Did you laugh?
Check the wardrobes?
What do you mean?
Don't know.
Oh, God. So he's just there with only...
What?
Are you saying that James is having an affair?
I just wondered.
Check the wardrobe. I only just got that, sorry.
I wondered what you were saying, like he was dressed up as a woman or something.
Did you laugh when he was there wearing only a smile?
I just asked him what he was up to. He was all coy.
Giving her a coffee tin full of your earwax. What? How is that romantic?
I've done that a few times. That's my favourite romantic gesture, to be honest.
Here's one for you. Shaving her initials into your downstairs hair. No, that's not right. Now the list gets more
That'd be
weird.
Really hard to do upside down, wouldn't it?
It would, actually, yeah.
You'd have to be quite... and be quite hairy, I would imagine.
Okay, it gets weird now. Is this romantic or creepy? Painting a picture of her using only blood and feces.
What? I don't believe anybody's ever done that.
Taking her literally when she says she hates her parents and then killing them. Romantic or creepy?
Creepy.
Quite creepy.
Yeah, very creepy, yeah.
And this is my favourite one, the last one, right?
I think
finding her dead from an apparent poisoning when in fact she's only pretending to be dead, but killing yourself by drinking poison just the same due to the anguish.
That'd make a good story, though.
That was really good, wouldn't it? Only joking. Oh, rubbish. Oh, I'm dead. Rubbish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, what's your problem now?
Well, you had about 30 seconds to get the wallet, and you didn't show up, so I've decided to keep it.
I'm on air.
Yeah, but I formed an attachment to it now.
Right, so you're holding my wallet to ransom now?
Well, how much do you like the wallet?
I really like it.
Well, then what are you going to give me to get it back?
Well, hang on, you said...
There's a sweet in there. What
you
more
said,
do you want?
You said that you were... You rang me and said, hello,
so
I've got your wallet.
Your favourite wallet is worth a sweet to you. That's it. Like one Harry... I'll give you a packet of sweets to keep
why,
the wallet.
Why are you going back on your decision?
Because I had... I don't know, because my honesty is sort of, you know...
It's
it was
gone.
Only for a few seconds, yeah.
Right, so now you want to keep my wallet.
I want to keep your wallet because it's a really nice wallet.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm just off New Cavendish Street. Are you going to send the police?
Actually, yes,
I'd give you a shot, couldn't it?
I don't think that there's any ID in there, so you can't prove it anyway.
Oh, my God, you really are dishonest.
We can't prove it. We've got evidence.
Well, I think the honesty sticks, because I did ring you first up. So if you can say I'm an honest person who then formed an attachment to something that I found.
What are you on about?
I'm just labelling my behaviour.
To be honest, I wouldn't even go and meet her to get the wallet back.
Do you think?
So, yeah, I think she's a bit cuckoo.
Did right. you say I'm cuckoo?
No. Right, we are sending someone to get the wallet back.
Are you playing hardball now?
I am.
You are?
You wouldn't like it when he gets angry.
No.
Oh, really?
He's a scary man.
He's a very big, tough man.
Well, I think I'm just going to leave now, because no one's shown up to get the wallet.
Oh my God! Are you joking?
No.
So you're now going to run off with my wallet just because we haven't sent someone up?
Basically.
But Laura's on her way.
Laura decided that she wanted a chocolate from Pret instead.
Hey.
Right.
Hang on.
Hang on a second.
Okay, there's now a motorist honking, saying, give the wallet back.
Is Laura in cahoots with you on this?
But I think there's another motorist who's offering to be my getaway car. So, I don't know, London's a bit divided.
Does Laura put you up to this?
Laura didn't put me up to it. Laura's having her
right.
chocolate that I bought for her.
Right, you just wait there. I'm coming around to sort this out.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
So we got this wallet, we put 50 quid in it and then dropped it on the street to see how honest people were. Somebody phoned up within about a minute, the studio number that was in the wallet, saying they'd found it, and then she went back on her word and decided she was going to keep it. And because it is 50 quid of Scott's own money, I've never seen him run out of the studio so fast. Where are you?
Oh, right, I've just arrived.
Right.
I'm here, right.
On the street that she said she was on.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, I found her. Now please can I have my wallet back. I'm here in person now.
Well, I don't know if you're Scott.
I am Scott.
This is my ID.
I haven't got any ID on me.
You could be any guy listening to the radio.
She's actually hiding it behind us. Can I see?
I'm gonna scream and say some guy's gonna steal my wallet on the street.
No, don't, you're not gonna scream and say some guy's trying to steal my wallet. No, just give me my wallet back!
I'm having a Scott!
I am Scott!
It doesn't say so anywhere.
Oh.
Have you not got your security pass with you?
Have I got my pass with me?
I've got your cash card here if you want to come back and get that.
She won't, she's not, she's going! Come back!
Are you going to...
She's actually running along the road!
Are you going to have to...
I thought you were chasing me.
I am chasing you.
Can I just get this right, then? Halfway through your show, when you're meant to be in a studio on Radio 1...
Hang on, I'm losing her.
You're losing her?
She's running the other side of the road.
You're chasing after
a
girl... Has she actually done a... Has she left you for dead?
She's done a runner.
But, Scott, you've got a trainer and everything now. You should be quick. You should be able to keep up with her.
She weaved in and out of cars, and then she's gone. She's actually nicked my money.
She can't have done.
She has done. She has run off.
Do you feel like you're in an episode of The Bill at the moment?
She said that if I didn't stop chasing her, she's going to shout out really loud, "This man's trying to steal my wallet."
Are you going to come back?
Yeah. I can't believe this.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jodie.
Tell me what's just happened.
Basically, my boyfriend just rang me up And he just said he just saw Dave Grohl in the garage, in the petrol station, and I'm so jealous.
Did he speak to him?
Well, basically, he was standing right next to him. He turned around, he saw there was loads of these guys with him, and he bumped into him, and Dave Grohl said, like, shouted out something, thinking that it was this other guy, and he said, oh, sorry, not you, to my boyfriend.
So and, he did speak to him, huh?
But he did, yeah, because he said on the way to my boyfriend, Joel, he said he was on the way to Brighton. And he said, oh, he'll be about an hour away.
Was he buying a Ginster's pasty?
Yeah, and a Red Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what everybody gets.
Yeah. Wow.
It's amazing, I'm so jealous.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mike, could you really do a Ginster's at the moment?
Chicken and mushroom pie.
Oh. One of them, one of those roll things, they're really nice, aren't they, as well?
Sausage roll?
Oh, the buffet bars.
Not
sausage.
The buffet bar. That's it.
They
not a sausage roll.
So bad.
They do smell bad, but they taste real good. You know it.
What's a buffet bar?
Oh, God, you know about a buffet bar?
It's got coleslaw in them.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why, then. I'm not a big fan of it. What is a buffet bar?
It's got coleslaw in it and meat and stuff and sausage.
Wow. It smells so bad.
It does smell bad. How have we got onto buffet bars?
I don't know.
That was you two.
Right. So it's just us in our buffet bar world. Right, well, that's brilliant. Where is the petrol station? Don't tell me exactly. Just going to give me an area.
About an hour from Brighton, I would guess.
Yeah, well, where?
Epsom.
Epsom?
Yeah, on the way to... Yeah, around there.
So Dave Grohl is now in Epsom and Mezzan. All right, good so to speak cool. to you, random girl.
Random girl, thanks.
Love you.
Bye, love you.
Wow. Foo Fighters, tomorrow night. Radio 1, 6 o'clock. And Moyles from Brighton tomorrow morning. And we'll see how they're getting on with their Life's a Bitch tasks as well. Now, Laura's got something which we need to decide whether it is romantic or creepy. Go.
Well, you know, James goes to these conferences from time to time.
Conferences. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, sometimes when he's packed his case and maybe he's gone downstairs to make a cup of tea or something, I put little notes in, like, his socks or in his, like, washing bag, so when he's away, he'll find them.
What, saying, don't touch any other woman?
Yeah. No.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Saying, I miss you and come back home soon and stuff.
Romantic or creepy?
Do you put your name on him? Just so he knows
put
who they're
kisses.
From.
No. No.
Oh, I'm just asking. I'm just trying to gauge what the notes are like before we decide whether it's romantic or creepy.
Mm. I think creepy.
I'll give you romantic on that one.
It's definitely creepy.
What about dropping your wallet on a street corner and letting a girl find it and then chasing her through the streets of London?
I think romantic.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think a little bit creepy. The Scott
Mills Daily. Now, I don't get this at all, right?
What?
Right. A text has come in from a girl called Sarah, right?
Yeah.
Saying how her boyfriend delivers her flowers as the flower delivery man.
Right.
Hello, madam. Here's some flowers for you. Kind of formal, like he's the delivery man.
Okay.
And she thinks that's really romantic.
And
a bit of role play.
Oh, really?
I don't understand any of that role play business, do you? Do anyone else?
JK does it.
Sorry? We are on air.
Yeah. He's talked about it on air before.
JK off JK and Joel?
Yeah.
Okay,
and,
go on.
And his lovely girlfriend, Suzanne.
Suzanne, off of PSA. PSA. Yeah.
What does he pretend?
She loves being called that.
Does he pretend to be Joel?
I don't think.
Is that what Suzanne wants?
I don't know.
What kind of thing do they do?
I didn't go into detail. He just said
but
that they
do
like
role play.
It. Yeah.
Right. Well, whatever spices up your life, I suppose. I just don't understand.
Well, does she get him to pretend to be Noel? He was in Hearsay, wasn't he? I can't remember who else in here.
Danny.
I think maybe,
Danny, yeah, cool.
Maybe it's more like, oh, I'll pretend to be the window cleaner. Look, I'm cleaning your windows. Oh, I've spotted you.
Where's the fun in that?
You have to be really prepared.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Right, now, I'm going to try this out on you now, actually. Okay?
Right.
See if this floats your boat, my darling. Right.
Are you going to do role play?
I'm going to do role play on you and you're going to see what happens, okay?
What are you
see
no.
if you're going to be? Hmm?
What are you
I've got a Transformers
be?
Mask.
Right.
Right, so imagine it. Oh, hang on.
How You just put that between your legs. How did you turn that on?
Hang on. Right, so imagine it, right? You're back at mine, Laura, yeah? Put some music on. Bit of wine. Yeah. And then with my Transformers mask.
Hi, Laura.
Is that doing anything for you at all?
Not at the moment, no.
Laura. Hi, Laura. Would you like to come and have some sexy time?
No, thank you, Optimus Prime.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm quite interested, though, at the moment.
Sure? No? Nothing at all?
No.
Of all the world... Of all the roles...
Transform and roll out!
Of all the roles that you could have picked, why did you think of dressing up as a Transformer would be the sexiest?
Just hanging around upstairs.
I mean, most people, as Laura says, would go for window cleaner or fireman.
Okay.
Or
sort of, all right. Now you're back at mine again, right? The music's on.
Can I have some wine?
The wines are flowing.
Oh, thanks.
And now, I'm a policeman!
You're nicked.
Oh, Scott.
You're nicked.
Have you got any
handcuffs? You're coming down the station with me. Put these handcuffs on, love.
Why are you sounding like Russell Brand?
Anything at all.
I quite like that.
Okay. Right, you're at my house again. Okay, music's on, yeah. Bit of wine. Hello there. I'm Robin Hood.
You have put your Robin Hood cap on, haven't you?
Well then, would you like to come into the forest with me? No?
You're going to show your little John as well? Come on, it had to be done.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1.
Right, so earlier on, we were playing a kind of honesty experiment. And we put 50 quid in a wallet.
Of your own money?
Of my own money.
Hence why this is so painful.
With our phone number in it, in the studio, just to see if anyone would be honest enough to ring up and offer the wallet back. So within minutes, a woman called up and said, "Hello, I've got your wallet." And then Laura went to get it. Then she called me back, this lady, saying, "Actually, I've now decided to keep the wallet." So then I went up stairs and ran after her, and she wouldn't give it back. And now she's on the line again. Hello.
Hi.
Give me my wallet back.
Well, it can't be that easy. You chased me down the street. You completely freaked me out.
No, I
and
didn't.
I wasn't even sure if you're Scott.
Were you scared?
I was terrified.
Whatever.
I was.
Okay, right. What's the deal?
Well, here's the thing. How do you find out information in London? What's the best source?
Hey?
The way to find out anything is to text the Texperts. So if you text the Texperts, you'll probably find out where your wallet is.
Is she talking in code?
Do you mean that 82R service?
Exactly. They're now known as the Texperts.
Right, and you work for them?
No, I don't work for them. I just have a lot of faith in them. So since my conscience is bothering me, I think if you text them, you might be able to find out where your wallet is, because they're the only ones to be able to find out for you.
Oh, this is like a treasure hunt. Are these the people that know your profile and everything?
Right, so if I text this number...
Yeah?
They'll be able to tell me where my wallet is.
I think they might. That's your best shot. I would say that is your best shot of getting your wallet back.
Why don't you just tell me?
Well, that's not your best shot, because you freaked me out by chasing me down the street.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm in a secret London location. But I might flee London soon with all the money in the wallet.
We have always wanted to be on Crime Watch, so this is probably not far off the next best thing.
So are they actually going to know where my wallet is, this text service?
Well, they might.
Well, but are they or not?
Well, why don't you text them and say who you are, say, "Do you know where my wallet
is?" It's worth a go, isn't it? We haven't got
it
any...
is worth a go. I mean, you don't have anything to lose except your wallet.
But everyone will do that. Now it's on the radio, everyone will do that. And well, be able to find out where my wallet is.
That's true, actually.
Yeah. I thought of that, had you?
That's very true.
You're a rubbish hostage taker.
I know, I clearly haven't done this very much, have I?
You know, you're a real novice, aren't you?
All right, okay, so I tried giving it back to you, but, you know, I might as well keep it now.
Right, so now we're back to keeping it again.
And we're back to keeping it.
Is there no kind of deal that can be done?
Well, the thing is, you know, I've got that issue now. You know, when you take someone hostage and then you sort of like start.
I don't. Strangely enough, I don't.
No, I don't.
Do you, Scott?
Well, no, I don't. I've never taken anyone hostage.
Well, I've never taken anyone hostage, but the fact that I've taken something hostage, and you know, it's grown on me.
Right.
I quite like it. It's quite nice, soft leather.
You know, I do have your phone number, obviously.
Right. That sort of puts me on the back foot a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1-0.
Well, no, not really. No, well, but, you know, I don't have to answer it.
1-1.
1-1. Right. Okay, well, call me back when you decide to give it back.
Oh, you're playing... Oh, okay, well, what if I decide not to give it back?
Or I'll call you.
I won't answer, remember?
Okay, don't then. See if I can.
Okay, so basically you're giving me your wallet.
No, I'm not giving you my wallet. I'm waiting for you to see sense.
But, okay, but what I'm reading into this is that you've now given up on wanting your wallet. You'd like me to have it for all my trouble for chasing me down the street.
No. We're just going to... we just need a bit of time to come up with a plan.
You'll hear from me soon. Goodbye.
She is an actual Fruit Loop.
We need a plan.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.